This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so here's a seemingly random question. Last time you stayed in a hotel, how closely did you look over your bill when you checked out? I ask because hotels are going the way airlines and mobile phone companies have gone the past couple of years, adding lots of little fees, fees that will total more than $2 billion across the hospitality industry this year. Sam Harnett adds up the nickel and diming.
Hotels have gotten creative with their fees. Colin Johnson keeps a list.
No, we've got all kinds of fees, haven't we? Early check-in fees, there can be gym fees, baggage holding if you want to leave your baggage, Wi-Fi that could be...
Johnson teaches hospitality management at San Francisco State University.
There's all kinds of fees coming out, even if you want to put your own stuff then in the minibars, which I thought was the most creative.
Hotels have had some rough years. First the recession, now rental websites like Airbnb. Fees offer some extra profit, and, well, why not raise them? Airlines do it, and passengers make do with a pack of peanuts.
I think some of the businesses honestly just don't care.
Carl Winston directs the hospitality school at San Diego State. He says these fees aren't due to bad times. They're the product of big data. Hotels now know better what we will and won't pay for.
Yeah, they're really able to predict consumer behavior in a way that they had no possibility of doing in the past.
Lots of little fees give hotels more information to profile us, to squeeze out every dollar. And by stripping out all the perks, hotels keep the initial room price low. If they bring you in the door with that, Winston says, they won't waste what's called perishable inventory.
An airline or a hotel can only sell its seat or its bed today. If they don't sell it today, it's gone.
So gripe all you want about the fees. As long as you keep coming back for the cheap rooms, they won't be going anywhere. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.